WTNW News Time is 8:04. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Gunfire was heard outside Post Oak Mall Saturday afternoon. College Station police arrested a man accused of using an air rifle to shatter a window above the entrance to the JCPenney store. A witness said shots were also fired at a parked car and other unidentified targets in the parking lot. A mall official told police the cost of replacing the window was $3,000. 20-year-old Julio Rodriguez of Bryan was taken to jail for criminal mischief and possessing marijuana and alcohol as a minor. College Station police continue to investigate a crash from early yesterday morning involving five vehicles that closed the intersection of Texas and George Bush for more than 7 hours. Investigators have not determined which of two SUVs ran a red light. The driver of an eastbound Escalade and the driver and two passengers of a 4Runner were all transported to local hospitals. Two of those in the 4Runner remained hospitalized as of yesterday afternoon. Three other vehicles near the intersection were struck in the chain reaction, but none of those drivers or passengers were hurt. It's not known whether alcohol, drugs, or distracted driving from using cell phones played contributing factors. The crash, reported right before 3 a.m., closed the intersection until about 10:30 yesterday morning. No names have been released. After a delay of 7 weeks, a capital murder trial moved to Bryan from Huntsville resumes today. Prison inmate John Falk Jr. is accused of assisting in the 2007 death of a prison guard. The trial, which started November 26th, was put on hold December 4th when prosecutors appealed the trial judge's jury instructions, which prosecutors recently won before the State Court of Criminal Appeals. And the process of picking the jury in the latest Brazos County capital murder trial will last almost a month. Jury selection was extended through this week in the trial of Stanley Robertson of College Station, who's accused of the August 2010 stabbing death of his ex-girlfriend's mother. Robertson is accused of kidnapping Annie Tolliver from the College Station Walmart. Her body was found in Fort Worth. The battle for higher education dollars in the Texas legislature is underway. Today, officials of the A&M system make their case before the Senate Finance Committee. The A&M Faculty Senate earlier this month heard Chancellor John Sharp talk about prior meetings with lawmakers.
Over the last year and a half or so, is just talking about what you get for your buck, how important research is, letting them see that Dr. Russell could have prevented the Bastrop fire if he'd have had the money to move that out, letting them see what happens in all of these research labs and stuff like that.
Officials with the UT system will also make their pitch today. Similar presentations were made last Friday by system officials with Texas State, Texas Tech, the University of Houston, and North Texas. Gun rights and gun control measures continue to be hot topics in the Texas legislature. State Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station says there's nothing more important in Texas than protecting the Second Amendment rights to bear arms. And there's talk of following the idea in Montana of overriding any future federal control laws.
You know, I'm blessed with five sheriffs, and I tried to talk to them, and I saw my sheriff in Limestone County when I was in Waco for their Heart of Texas Council of Government meeting, and you know, they're adamant. They want to protect the Second Amendment rights. They like having their law-abiding citizens out there to help protect and serve the people.
Cassell met with two colleagues who filed bills last week and says the discussion is underway about the best way to go. While the Martin Luther King Parade was going on a week ago north of downtown Bryan, to the south there was an armed robbery at a Hispanic grocery store. Officer Kelly McKeithen says one of two men has been arrested, accused of getting away with $24,000 and striking a store employee.
The employee had made a movement that was, and the suspects believed it to be threatening, or I don't know if he was trying to escape or if he, you know, if his nose was itching, you know, but he made some kind of movement, and the suspects believed it to be threatening and assaulted him.
24-year-old Reginald Brew II of Houston remains in the Brazos County Jail. According to the arrest report, Brew is an armored car driver whose route includes the store where the robbery occurred. A store employee says the money was on a desk being prepared for pickup by the armored car service. The Bryan City Council was updated at its last meeting about a grassroots effort to establish a greenway and trail from downtown to the Brazos River. The proposed Turkey Creek Recreation and Conservation Corridor is in Councilman Art Hughes' district.
I attended a meeting this past week, and everybody was very enthusiastic there. They had some real good ideas. We're not sure how this is going to unfold, how fast, but people that are very dedicated to this.
Local volunteers interested in the 8-mile-long recreation and conservation area are working with the National Park Service Office in Austin. A spokeswoman says they plan to make a formal presentation to the City Council as early as the end of February. And there's a new home office for Congressman Bill Flores. He and his staff have moved to the Wells Fargo building on Briarcrest in Bryan. There will be an open house tomorrow from 11:30 until 1. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 68 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best in the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids, relax. It's done.
Looking for a full-time or part-time job? Want to make a difference in healthcare? MemData is an Aggie-owned and operated medical technology firm nationally recognized for using free market competition to increase healthcare quality while lowering costs. I'm MemData CEO Bob Yancey, and we're looking for the right candidates to train for full-time and part-time open positions right now. Go to memdata.com or call our job line for recorded information at 703-1945. That's 703-1945.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-392 Twin City Coffee Service.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
There'll be some cloudiness across the area today. It may break up by late this afternoon, high 75 to 80. By late this afternoon, there's the chance of an isolated shower. Maybe a shower around tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, breezy and warm, 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms will develop ahead of a cold front tomorrow. It's going to be breezy, still warm, 75 to 80. The storms end tomorrow night with the front moving through. We drop to 40 to 45. Sunshine Wednesday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Say 12. Okay, if anybody can get research dollars, more power to them, I suppose. But who funded this and how much did it cost?
That's always a great question.
That's it. Wits University. I have no idea. Why don't you Google that? WITS. Wits University.
It's over by End.
Thank you. It's nowhere near here. So, Wits University, and let's just find out where they are and see what the mascot for their rugby team is or whatever they play, and so we can know. Because it's obvious that they have solved all of the...
Oh, it's in Africa.
Johannesburg.
Okay.
Johannesburg.
Yeah, well, we won't be playing them anytime soon.
Probably not.
Wits University researchers have discovered the dung beetle is the only animal to use the light from the Milky Way to help navigate.
I think that's so hilarious. Now, that's like one of the leading stories on this webpage.
And again, who's going to question it, right? Who's going to take their money and use it on that? Does it say how much the study cost?
I'll click on it. I just know it says dung beetles use stars for orientation.
Yeah, okay, there you go. So what happens is, I guess during the day they just stand still and wait for the sun to go down so that they can look for the Milky Way.
I guess so. It says scientists suspect the beetles have a hierarchy of preference when it comes to available light sources.
Right. So they stand on their back legs so they can look up and see the sky easier? Or their eyes in the top of their head? I have no idea.
Well, at least, you know, if a dung beetle has to spend its days rolling dung, it might as well spend its evenings looking at the stars.
They did, however, build their reputation on research and academic excellence.
Did they? The female dung beetle says to the male dung beetle, hey, honey, what are you doing today?
Oh.
Same old stuff.
Here's a quote from a
that
professor.
Thank you.
It says, the dung beetles don't care which direction they're going in. They just need to get away from the bun fight at the poo pile. That's Professor Marcus Byrne from Wits University.
See, and somebody paid for that. Somebody's research. I sure hope the Bill Gates Institute, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, didn't give those people money. Because there are more important things to talk about. For instance, imagine having a vicious hangover after just one drop of booze.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Alcoholics around the world will face a very nightmare scenario if an experimental vaccine reaches the marketplace. Could it be a cure to alcoholism is what they're saying. Scientists at the University of Chile, they got like one, has designed a drug that will give anyone who consumes alcohol an accelerated heartbeat, intense nausea, and general sickness, a lot like a hangover.
I was going to say, is it that what happens?
Yeah, really. A vaccine, the way that it works, it tells the liver not to express genes that metabolize the alcohol. And it resembles an old-fashioned drug that was called disulfiram, which was so awful that people simply stopped taking it. Okay. But the new vaccine would last for 6 solid months upon injection. Scientists involved in the study warns it's not a cure-all because people who end up alcoholic have a social problem, a personality problem, because they're shy, whatever. They're depressed. It's not that simple. But solving the chemical aspect of alcoholism could, in fact, help quite a bit. The vaccine is scheduled to undergo preclinical trial on mice. Where do they get alcoholic mice?
Maybe they give them fermented grain or something.
But I mean, what? You gotta find a mouse like leaning against the wall in an alley. You know,
talking like Foster Brooks.
Got a little paper bag in its hand. I mean, is that it? How do you know it's an alcoholic mouse? How do you know that that's an alcoholic mouse?
Oh, my gosh.
Research in America.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warranted roof that will last for years. America's Choice has certified roofing crews that have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com or call 855-5-MY-ROOF.
All right, gang, we're in the studio with Christina from the Brazos Valley Children's Museum, and they have a really cool fundraiser they do each and every year called Let's Have a Ball. We're going to find out about that. Christina, how are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
Very good. So you guys have several shindigs that go throughout the year for fundraisers. This would be one of the bigger ones.
This is our big, big one. It is called Let's Have a Ball. It is on October 4th at the Hilton, and it's designed to bring out the kid in you again.
Initially, I know this was held at the museum.
Yes, it was initially there, and we outgrew it, as we are seeming to do with many of our events these days. And this, like I said, will be held at the Hilton.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
Encouraging data. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There was a surge last month in demand for expensive manufactured products. The government reports orders for durable goods jumped more than 4.5% in December, much more than expected. Caterpillar shares are higher in pre-market trading. The heavy equipment maker could help the blue chips today. Caterpillar's quarterly profit was better than expected when a big write-down related to improper accounting at a unit in China is excluded. Revenues topped forecasts. There's a new iPhone app to help you find the restaurants where chefs like to eat when they're not working in their own kitchens. The app, called Eat, Find, and Drink,
provides recommendations from top-rated chefs, sommeliers, and bartenders based on the user's location. Results are filtered by price and ratings. And a horror movie based on a children's story was the box office champion over the weekend. The Paramount release, Hansel and Gretel, Witch Hunters, took in $19 million. Stock market futures pointing a little higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
My Mercedes-Benz dealership has a courtesy car waiting for me. It's easy for me
to come in. They always use Mercedes-Benz genuine parts.
And they always have my favorite coffee. I just feel so comfortable.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My smooth ride.
My genuine sense.
My comfort zone. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
In mid-sized companies, the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. When they do, business can take on a whole new rhythm, especially with IBM Smart Cloud Engage Advanced. It combines communities, web meetings, and file sharing with business-grade email in one security-rich environment, making it the smarter way to collaborate. Register now for your 60-day free trial at ibm.com/engines/engage.
Man, I do not know what I would do without my DVR. Yesterday, I had a little rain shower that popped up in the middle of the afternoon, kind of interrupted my fishing expedition with my daughter. But for a backup, I've always got stuff saved to DVR just for her. And right now, Suddenlink is saving you barrels of cash. Suddenlink high-speed internet, you will have the fastest, most reliable connection in the area, all for as low as $30 a month. That's when you bundle now. Connect everyone's new device to the internet wirelessly, all at the same time. Plus, with Suddenlink's SL200 HD TV package, you get free HD and tons of great programming, like the stuff I mentioned for my kiddo. Suddenlink offers reliable home phone service for only $25 a month for the rest of your life. That's all you're going to spend. You can lock that into the budget forever. So again, 15 meg high-speed internet, great HD TV, and inexpensive phone service. You are all set. And movies coming out on video on demand? For the kid again, Hotel Transylvania comes out on the 29th. To find out more, ditch the dish and call Suddenlink, 1-800-915-1866. Again, 1-800-915-1866. To get hooked up today.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Do you have restless leg syndrome? A restless leg is a condition in which your legs feel extremely uncomfortable while you're sitting or lying down. It makes you feel like you need to get up and move around. Now, restless leg syndrome can begin at any age, really, and generally worsens as you get a little older. Women are more likely than men to develop RLS. And restless leg syndrome can disrupt sleep and, well, it can make traveling downright uncomfortable. But you know, you don't have to put up with restless leg. Thousands of people take Active 8 for their restless leg syndrome. People tell us every day how Active 8 has helped their restless leg syndrome. So don't you put up with RLS, not when it can be treated so easily and inexpensively. Now, for full information, you can go to ActivateProducts.com or call them toll-free at 800-465-4411. That's ActivateProducts.com or 800-465-4411.
Earl was about to make history. He stood on the bridge of the submarine, took one last look at the crew around him, and gave the order. Under his command, the USS Seawolf went to sea. Like so many of our greatest naval officers, Earl hadn't grown up around the ocean. No, he was a farm boy who longed for something different. After he graduated from the Naval Academy near the top of his class, he volunteered for submarine duty, the most dangerous duty in the Navy. World War II had just ended, and there was a lot of talk now about modernizing the Navy. Earl, well, he wanted to be right there when it happened. When word came down that the Navy would begin building an entirely new kind of submarine, one that ran on a nuclear reactor, Well, they needed good people. People who were not only committed to the submarine corps, but had the background in nuclear engineering. Admiral Hyman Rickover was put in charge of the project, and he turned around and asked Earl to design the reactors for this new breed of submarine. So he designed the reactors, and he worked right alongside the legendary Admiral Rickover in supervising the construction of two nuclear submarines. Now, when that was done, Rickover asked Earl to train the crews on how to operate the reactors. Finally, as a reward for all the work he had done in helping create the new modern Navy, Earl was given command of the Seawolf. And there he was, on duty that day when it went to sea for the first time. Earl had done so much, and he was still young and looking forward to serving his country in the Navy for years to come. Then something happened. Remember I told you that Earl had come from a farming family? Well, word came from home that his father had died. And so this brilliant engineer, this co-creator of the nuclear Navy, had a choice to make. As hard as it was, he knew he had to choose his family over the Navy. He resigned his commission and went back home to take over the family farm. He worked at it for a few years and did fairly well, but he still wanted to serve his country. See, it's a little-known fact that this naval officer and engineer who helped give us nuclear submarines isn't remembered for that at all. No, he's remembered for another job he held a few years later. President of the United States, James Earl Jimmy Carter.
Oh, peanut boy. All right, take him. It's 8:25, News Talk 1620, WTAW. A CD of the Sounds of Silence from inside an English church has sold out.
What?
30-minute recording originally created to help raise money for repairs to St. Peter's Church in Seaford, East Sussex. Church members believe the atmosphere in the small 12th-century church was so unique. It's either unique or it's not. I don't know if it can be so unique, but that's fine. That its peacefulness would appeal to a wider audience. So they left some recording equipment on the inside of the building for half an hour. The only sounds that you could hear in the CD is the odd squeaking of the wooden pews, some footsteps, and the distant hum of passing traffic. The church is getting orders from people in countries like Germany, Austria, and Ghana for the silence.
Not Simon and Garfunkel.
Not that one, no. Which is that? Oh, I guess that's okay. That's we get that up here every once in a while. You know, when the wind blows, we get creaky building. But again, this isn't old.
Would you buy it?
You know, I don't know. I do like quiet every once in a while, but I'm not really sure I'd pay for that. Hey, after publicly hanging two muggers, Iran has issued photos of an apparent finger chopping machine used for punishing criminals. The four images show a convicted robber losing a finger before being sentenced to 99 lashes and 3 years in prison. So, is this radical? If you use a gun and you don't have a license for it to commit a crime, what if you chop off a finger? What do you think? You start with the
trigger finger?
Start with the trigger finger on the dominant hand, and then go to the trigger finger on the other hand. I mean, just think about that. Because what are you going to do? You want gun control? You really don't want gun control. You want the control of people getting the guns who shouldn't have them, right?
Rather barbaric.
Well, it is.
I think it would be effective.
Excuse me. If we're talking about effectiveness here, right?
Sure. Yeah,
I understand.
Bet
barbaric.
You won't be doing that again, would you?
How would the liberals feel about that?
Would lose their mind.
Let's lay that out for the liberals. I mean, really. Really. Okay, you want gun control? Here's what we'll do. If there's somebody who doesn't have a gun, they don't have a license for it, and they use it in the committing a crime, some sort of a violent situation, yeah, so let's chop a digit off. And we get to choose which digit. I mean, if they in fact want to solve the problem, let's go to where the problem is. The gun didn't go off by itself, right? I know, that's radical, it's insensitive.
That's rather Jonathan Swift-esque.
Well, yeah, but again, as you said, I think it... You know, if you're looking for a deterrent,
That would be a deterrent.
Death rates from cancer in the United States have dropped 20% since their 1991 peak. This according to a new report from the American Cancer Society, which includes data through 2009. Director of Surveillance Information Rebecca Siegel says the drops are even steeper for the four biggest cancer sites, colorectal, breast, lung, and prostate.
One of the biggest influences, of course, is the decrease in the number of people who are smoking. And we see that influence not only on lung cancer, but on about 20 other cancers that are also associated with smoking.
Breakthroughs in treatment and early detection have also helped. The report says that some types of cancer do have rising death rates, including melanoma and cancer of the liver, thyroid, and pancreas. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Who knows about New Year's resolutions, but the one that never fails is Jenny and I heading to Half Price Books to stock up on cozy up-to-the-fire reads and great stuff for the kids in case the weather deals us a hand of cabin fever. There's just something about the selection at Half Price Books. Me, I'm diving into history and biographies. Maybe it was the election year, maybe some of the new movies that are out, maybe because the prices are so low, I can't help but walk out with a stack of stuff I've been dying to read. I think taking the edge off the cool weather and sharpening up the old noggin's a good trade-off, don't you think? No pun intended. Jenny's determined to learn how to cook the best noodles in the world. She didn't pasta up one book on that. Got any new interests rattling around in your noodle for the new year? You can sure fill that bowl on the top of your neck with great affordable stuff from Half Price Books on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com. See you there.
WTOW News Time is 8:30. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Opening arguments in the first Brazos County Capitol murder trial of the new year have been delayed by a week. Stanley Robertson of College Station is accused of kidnapping Annie Tolliver, his ex-girlfriend's mother, in August of 2010 from the College Station Walmart. Tolliver was found in Fort Worth stabbed to death. Jury selection, which began January 4th, was extended through this week. Meanwhile, a capital murder trial moved to Bryan from Huntsville 2 months ago resumes today. The jury will hear closing arguments in the case of prison inmate John Falk Jr., accused of being an accomplice in the death of a prison guard in 2007. The trial, which started November 26th, had been on hold since December 4th. The delay was due to a dispute over the trial judge's jury instructions. The State Court of Criminal Appeals sided with prosecutors. A man shooting an air rifle in the parking lot of Post Oak Mall Saturday afternoon was caught by security and College Station police officers. 20-year-old Julio Rodriguez of Bryan was arrested for criminal mischief and possessing alcohol and marijuana as a minor. Mall officials say $3,000 of damage was done after a glass window was shattered above the entrance to the JCPenney store. Witnesses also told police the air rifle was used to fire at a parked car and other targets in the parking lot. Officials of the Texas A&M system are in Austin giving their best sales pitch to the Senate Finance Committee today. Chancellor John Sharp told the A&M Faculty Senate earlier this month they've been meeting with lawmakers for the last year and a half.
Some of you have probably seen them. I mean, we brought legislators in here on a very regular basis specifically to look at research capabilities and what those things do in terms of creating jobs and stuff like that, and delineating the differences that a big research university has over perhaps some others.
It's the second day of testimony before the Senate committee after hearing last Friday from Texas Tech, Houston, North Texas, and Texas State. Today's schedule also includes a presentation from the University of Texas. And those following gun control and gun rights laws in Texas are seeing lots of activity in the state legislature. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan doesn't see anything happening that will take away gun rights.
I continue to see people talking about protecting gun rights, and I think that's probably the way people in Texas feel. Nobody likes to have somebody injured, but we all keep looking back and seeing that nearly every case that happens, it's a case where there are not supposed to be any guns. And so we're sitting out there, people are unprotected.
Rainey says he's seen no change of opinion since the recent gunfire incident on the campus of Lone Star College in North Houston. Also in government, Congressman Bill Flores has moved his home office. An open house will be held tomorrow from 11:30 until 1 at the new location, the Wells Fargo building on Briarcrest in Bryan. and 4 people were hospitalized, and a major College Station intersection was closed for more than 7 hours yesterday morning following a crash that involved 5 vehicles. Police have released no names of anyone involved. 2 of the 4 who were injured have been released from the hospital. Investigators have not determined whether distracted driving from cell phones was involved or if drugs or alcohol were contributing factors. Just before 3 a.m., there was a collision between 2 SUVs at Texas and George Bush, one going east and the other headed south. The intersection wasn't reopened until almost 10:30, and which SUV ran the red light has not been determined. 3 other vehicles were also struck, but none of those passengers or drivers were injured. And an off-duty armored car driver whose route includes a Bryan Hispanic grocery store is accused of an armed robbery where $24,000 were taken. Officer Kelly McKeithen says 24-year-old Reginald Brew II of Houston is one of 2 suspects in the holdup that took place last Monday.
They were able to get us some video that gave us a good enough picture of the individuals, which led to the arrest of one of them.
McKeithen says store video included a tattoo of a large Transformer emblem on the top of Brew's left hand.
And the video showed a tattoo in that same location, and it was very similar in nature, plus all the other mitigating factors that linked him to the offense.
A store employee who was struck but not seriously injured told police they were waiting for the money to be picked up by the armored car service at the time of the robbery. And a month from now, the Bryan City Council could be getting details of a proposed recreation and conservation area going from downtown to the Brazos River. Councilman Art Hughes says he attended a recent meeting of local volunteers and representatives of the National Park Service Office in Austin.
They have some real good ideas that would make our west side, whether you walk, ride a bike, or whatever means of transportation, that you'd be able to transverse the west side much easier than you can do right now.
The 8-mile green belt proposed to follow Turkey Creek is among a dozen projects throughout Texas in various stages of development with the assistance of the Park Service. WTOW News time is 8:35. It's 69 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTOW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTOW.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing tax returns since 1987 and are an authorized IRS e-file provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Probably not. Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. Let us save you time and money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call us at Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment.
Hey, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
There'll be some cloudiness across the area today. It may break up by late this afternoon, high 75 to 80. By late this afternoon, there's the chance of an isolated shower. Maybe a shower around tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, breezy and warm, 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms will develop ahead of a cold front tomorrow. It's going to be breezy, still warm, 75 to 80. The storms end tomorrow night with the front moving through. We drop to 40 to 45. Sunshine Wednesday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I mean, again, 80. They're going to actually, they're using like 80 for a high temperature tomorrow.
I contemplated wearing a tank top when I went fishing yesterday.
Yeah, well,
January.
Yeah, it's pretty bizarre. And again, as we were talking about earlier this morning, and as a result, the trees are starting to bud, and we hope that turns out okay. But you know, if it buds too early and we end up getting another freeze, not a good thing.
Nope.
So we'll see if that happens. But in the meantime. Okay, so as if motivating to exercise first thing in the morning weren't difficult enough, there's a new study now that indicates that your morning cardio is more effective when done while really hungry.
Oh.
Yep, that's right. Researchers have studied the effects of an empty stomach on exercise and found that people who exercise on an empty stomach can burn 20% more body fat than those exercising after breakfast.
I've read that.
That's, well, again... And driving to work, as I do early in the morning, quite often, you know, I go by the fitness dome down here, and, you know, there's lots of cars. And I pass my neighbor who's headed back to his house as I'm coming to work. So, yeah, there's something
already
to
done?
It. Yeah, already done. So there's something to that. And if you can get up and get going on it, then that's really a pretty good thing. So... If it works for you, Just know that it would be 20% more effective. Manhattan hospital clerk Mark Grubbs, doing so well moonlighting as a peddler of stolen property that he drove a BMW, shopped at designer shops like Burberry and that kind of thing, vacationed in Las Vegas and Mexico, but unlike other more common thieves brazenly living beyond their means, his contraband was not jewelry. It was not electronics. It was toners for copiers.
Oh, I can see where you'd make a fortune on that.
Toners for copiers. $1.5 million scheme at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center exploited by the New York City authorities, described as a largely overlooked yet very lucrative market for toner cartridges. Prosecutors allege he ordered more than $376,000 in excess toner from two vendors over a two-year period. He would sell the cartridges worth $80 to $250 apiece for as little as $10, and he still made enough money to be able to have that kind of a lifestyle. I mean, wow. One more thing. And, you know, I think we had just moved into this building, and I remember getting the scam. It was fluorescent lights. You would buy fluorescent lights from people, and they were vastly overcharged. Vastly overcharged. But, you know, people do that. They look, oh, I need these. They check it off, give them a credit card number. Here come the lights, and they end up paying $42 per tube when, you know, they could go someplace else and get it for much less. If it's somebody else's money, see, that's the problem. If it's somebody else's money, if it's not coming out of your pocket, you really don't care what it costs. You're willing to pay it no matter what. And obviously this guy made it work. So once again, legal or illegal, there are a million ways to make money.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Allen Honda always provides you with a great car buying experience. Come in today and see the entire line of fuel-efficient new Hondas, from the Civic and Accord to the Element and the Ridgeline. Allen's got your Honda, and Allen Honda service department is top-notch, always giving attention to every detail so your Honda's operating at its very best. Allen Honda on the Earl Rudder Freeway in College Station. Come in for a great buying experience. Allen's got your Honda.
Join the Texas A&M Health Science Center College of Medicine on Thursday evenings through February 21st at their facility on Highway 47 for their free Mini Medical School 2013. Topics include the biggest loser secrets, pain management, and what scientists are learning about sugar cravings. Go to medicine.tamhsc.edu for the complete listing. The Texas A&M Health Science Center College of Medicine's free 2013 Mini Medical School does more than educate. It puts you at the forefront of healthcare.
News Talk 1620 WTAW in the studio with Christina from the Brazos Valley Children's Museum. How are you?
Fantastic.
Now, you have one of my very favorite events coming up, and I have been to every single one of them, and we'll be coming to this one. It's the Daddy-Daughter Dance.
Daddy-Daughter Dance, How Sweet It Is our theme this year.
Oh, cute.
February 1st and February 2nd at the Hilton, new location for those of you who have been before.
So how come you guys moved?
We moved because we were outgrowing the Children's Museum, and it's such a popular event that we wanted to make it even better for the dads and daughters that attend.
So a good problem to have then.
Wonderful problem to have, and we've really upped it up another notch this year.
Oh, by doing what?
Well, you'll remember that carpool has been there in the past to valet park your cars. They are coming back.
Very nice.
Yes, and that is a complimentary service that they are offering. We are also going to have the Corps of Cadets there. Once the girls exit their cars, they will be properly escorted to the ballroom from a Corps member.
Wow, that's cool.
We are excited about that. And the Aggie Wranglers are going to be there for a visit.
Very nice.
Yes. The girls are going to be doing all their usual activities, such as cookie decorating, which is sponsored by Blue Baker, our title sponsor to the event. So thank you very much, Blue Baker. And then our usual Valentine cards, you paint it, and T-shirt decorating, of course. And
which is always a big deal.
It is a big deal. And, you know, there'll be a little bit of dancing in the night.
Whether dads want to or not.
Yes, yes.
All right, so folks want tickets. I know a lot of that stuff is online, yes?
It is online, and basic information is tickets are $125 per couple.
Okay.
So that's the $125 covers a dad and a daughter. If you have an additional daughter, it's $20 extra okay. for that daughter. Now, members of the Children's Museum do receive a 10% discount off of that initial price. So it comes out to about $112.50, if you will, if you're a member of the Children's Museum.
So to find out more, the website is?
CMBV, that's Children's Museum, BrazosValley.org.
CMBV.org.
Yes, sir.
And a phone number in case they're not into that whole WWW thing.
779-KIDS, 779-5437.
And keep listening to WTAW because she's brought some tickets with her and we'll actually be giving those away.
Yes, we will. Very excited about that.
Thank you, ma'am, very much. Appreciate it.
Anytime.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars and technicians with over 25 years experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattlers.
You know, I don't know how long we've been talking about drive defensively. I mean, hasn't that always been campaign because they're idiots on the road, right?
Yeah, it's to everybody else, not you.
Two reasons to drive defensively. Utah man stole a pickup truck to rush his ex-girlfriend's house and stop her wedding another man. He was rejected by her ex and arrested for auto theft. In other words, he takes the truck, steals it, goes there, tries to stop his ex-girlfriend from, he ain't no good, don't do that, aww, stop. Anyway, he was arrested. Then this guy who probably failed driver's education. Ontario, Canada police pull over a guy for allegedly failing to stop at a red light. Police say that when they approached 45-year-old Derek LePage to check his license and registration, they noticed something a little unusual. In addition to the alleged smell of alcohol in his breath, apparently Derek had ice skates on his feet.
While driving.
Wow. So just, I don't think that's a real problem here, but once again, you never know. Police say that he passed a breathalyzer, but still got a ticket for the ice skates.
Oh, my gosh.
I wonder what he's charged with. I mean, you can always do the old improper use of an automobile. That's always good.
I would like to see him take a field sobriety test.
I know, on skates. Really? If he can do that, he passes it big time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, UCLA researchers blame, here we go, researchers at UCLA blame the cool kids in middle school for most of the bullying. Studies show that...
This is news?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, study... Well, I mean, I guess it's better than dung beetles in the Milky Way.
I thought that was cool.
Studies show... You thought what was cool?
Dung beetles looking at the stars.
I'm saying, but we're talking about different kinds of research. You're saying that's news. Well, in fact, the other one, I guess, was more news. Studies show they who tend to be bullies more than other students, and it boosts, you see, their social status and popularity when they bully. Writing in the Journal of Youth and Adolescence, suggesting the school should focus on bystanders when developing anti-bullying programs. The kids watching from the sidelines are the ones who can either discourage or encourage the bullying.
How much did you grow? Did you get hazed when you were a kid?
Who, me? No, I didn't. No.
Okay, see, football players do that to one another all the time.
Yeah.
It just builds character.
Yeah.
To an extent.
Well, now...
It makes you a psycho.
I resemble
that. I mean, I'm not saying about
very
you,
nice.
But...
Okay. A previous UCLA study had showed nearly 3 in 4 teens were bullied online at least once during a recent 12-month period.
Well, there weren't no such thing when I was in
school. That's
also
true.
Online is not the same as being made fun of
well,
in real life.
And again, are you being bullied by somebody who's using a fake name on the internet? I mean, I don't know how you get bullied online.
Yeah, or are they saying a bunch of bad trash about you
My
on
guess
Facebook?
Is Facebook and Twitter.
Okay, all right, okay. But just 1 in 10 reported the incident to their parents or other adults. Nearly half the 6th graders at two Los Angeles area public schools said they were bullied by classmates during a 5-day period. Again, nearly half of 6th graders at two Los Angeles area schools, public schools, said they were bullied by classmates during the 5-day period. Let's go back to the first part of the story. The kids watching from the sidelines are the ones who can either discourage or encourage the bullying. Now, I don't know how many social stratas there are in school now. When I went to school, there were about probably four, you know. And I think I'm going to make a really wild statement here, but I think the vast majority of those kids would rather move up the pecking order than down the pecking order.
Oh, without question.
So if you're standing on the sideline and a cool kid who's higher in the pecking order than you are is bullying someone, the chances of you interceding in behalf of the other kid, unless they're a friend, I think is remote.
I think what they're trying to do, though, is get, you know, strength in numbers. If five kids step up and say something.
Hello?
The stupidity of online bullying is the victim just shouldn't read it.
Well, yeah, I agree. Yeah, that's, again, I just, and if you're right, I guess if it's Facebook, that it's there, but you don't have to. Yeah, you don't have to expose yourself to that. And I hear what you're saying, Kevin, the idea that if more than one step up, and goodness, how many stories do we have of that one man who fights the crowd? You know, 12 Angry Men is a great example
of
that. You know, one guy who changes the minds of people. And it's hard for me to speak intelligently to this subject because I was not subjected to it. I don't know that my children were subjected to it to a great degree, but I suppose a whole lot of things have changed in that the barriers are broken down as far as communication. The language that we hear in schools now in the hallways is frightening to me. Yeah, and then you just take the whole idea of children who maybe are a good deal older than other kids who are in the same hallways, and I understand administrators probably do everything they can to keep that from happening. And so the threats of violence that are now in kids' worlds that weren't a long time ago when I was of that age, I understand all that climate has changed.
How much of this is what Borch used to say, the wussification?
Sure, and I think that again, well, I believe that is part of it as well.
Yeah, but I think, too, I mean, when we say bullying online, that listener had a good point about, well, don't read what they say, but, you know, what if it's not, a lot of times it's not going to be like someone writing me a letter that says, you know, Kat, I hate you. Instead, it'll be somebody posting something to all these other people that says, Kat's a homo, or Kat's has no parents, or, you know what I mean? Like, Kat's loose, or, so they're like ruining the person's, do you understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's a little bit more than
directly.
Just
it's
like,
a,
hey, I hate you. It could be a total social shutdown, sort of.
Well, but again, then, and I don't know how long the posts are. Obviously, if they're long, you just read the first sentence, you go, I'm not going to read that, you know, and just don't.
Well, I'm saying you don't have to read it, but the other kids are going to react to what this other person has said, so you can still have a miserable life even if you don't react to what the bully did.
We'll see it again. There I can see that you could passively intercede in that you don't continue that thread of conversation. You don't post something like that, and you could... Yeah, I like killing rumors. I think killing rumors is a good
definitely
thing to do. And if you know, maybe if you do it from that standpoint, that can be done in the background. I do not pretend to understand the kind of social pressure kids are under. I made enough bad decisions in my life with the limited options I had. with the number of options they have to do wrong now, it's got to be tough. I certainly understand that. And I know identifying the problem is the first step towards solving the problem. I got that. But I don't know where step two is in that process now. Okay, we've identified it, but I just don't know exactly where we go after that with it.
What's the next step?
Yeah, and again, you know, possibly you are that kid who would step up but can't, and then you go to administrator or somebody like that to be able to do that, somebody else to intercede on your behalf to try to break it. But obviously it's prevalent because we hear a lot of discussion. Thus, the money being spent at UCLA on that.
Time is running out at Douglas Jewelers going out of business sale. Final reductions have just been announced. Now save up to an additional 20% off our already low sale prices. Getting engaged? We have 1-carat diamond solitaires priced as low as $22.95. Loose diamonds, earrings, gemstones, and pearls, everything must go. Savings up to 70% off. Save on all fine jewelry with these unbelievable final reductions. Hurry in to Douglas Jewelers across from Home Depot on University Drive.
Amish furniture for generations, exactly what it says. It is furniture that is handcrafted, bench-built by Amish craftsmen, a piece at a time, using solid wood. Solid wood that makes it last for generations. Thus, a great investment for you. So, when Amish Furniture for Generations shows you a piece of furniture, you go shopping for that piece of furniture, it is a different experience than you will find any place else. It is furniture that's built to last for generations, and it can be customized to the way that you want it. The kind of wood that you want, the finish that you want, maybe some little extras on there that you would like to have. All of those things can be done. Because when you go into the showroom, what you'll be able to see is an example of the work. And sometimes pieces are for sale off the floor, but more often than not, it gives you an idea of exactly what you would like to do. Then Kent helps you customize that piece and order it up. They build it. Kent goes up and picks it up himself. He brings it down here, brings it to your home, your office, whatever, and you have actually a piece of furniture that is an heirloom that can, in fact, last for generations. Amish Furniture for Generations. Stop in their showroom. They're on Boonville Road, just down from Kroger.
The new year's here and changes may be coming, but one thing that never changes are the great monthly specials at Rattlers. Start the morning off with any size fresh brewed coffee or cappuccino for only 79 cents. Stop by for lunch and get 2 hot-off-the-grill tornadoes for only $1. And, of course, after work, go by any participating Rattlers and pick up an ice-cold 12-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors families of beers for only $10.99. Rattlers. Friendly. Clean. Texan.
Do you want to be seen? Here's a great way to. You can put your ad on My School Bus. It builds branding and provides funding for our schools. Your ad will be seen every day by thousands of people as the buses travel around the community. And remember, school bus ads can travel to areas where billboards cannot. Call 281-962-4390. That's 281-962-4390.
Looking for an apartment? Call United Realty. Looking for a duplex or condo? Call United Realty. Looking for a house? Call United Realty. They provide the best possible housing to fit your lifestyle and budget with free locator service, prompt maintenance response, and short-term and semester leases available. They even offer online and credit card payment options. So if you're looking for housing of any kind, call United Realty at 979-260-1200 or click on united-rico.com.
Get your belt buckles and cowboy hats ready and shine those boots for the biggest birthday party in town. Saturday, February 2nd at the Brazos County Expo. Get your tickets now for the Cattle Baron's Ball, Belt Buckles and Birthdays event benefiting the American Cancer Society. Get those boots to scootin' with headliner Brandon Ryder along with Bo Brumble and Haley Cole. Let's raise funds and have some fun for the fight against cancer. For tickets, visit BrazosCattleBaron'sBall.com or call 776-1464.
My, how times have changed. Sarah Palin is out at Fox News.
What?
Her 3-year deal has expired. She reportedly rejected the network's offer. Rumor has it, a lower salary.
Oh.
The New York Times says it's unclear whether it was her doing or the network's, but the Daily Beast reports the new contract would have provided only a fraction of the $1 million a year salary that she had been receiving. A Fox VP said in a statement, "We have thoroughly enjoyed our association with Governor Palin. We wish her the best in her future endeavors." Yeah, that's so
freeing up her opportunities.
That's exactly right.
Just spending more time with the family.
Exactly it. Yes, other opportunities. Rolling Stone magazine has a new list of people that they think are the funniest people in show business. As it turns out, all the top 10 are on TV in some way, if you count Chris Rock, who was a cast in the 90s, you know, cast member in the 90s. And actually, there are half of them have been on Saturday Night Live. We don't do top 10, so we'll do the top 5. The creators of South Park. That's sad, isn't it? Trey Parker and Matt Stone. Well, and also the Book of Mormon. They've done that, too. They would hurt themselves if they fell off their money right now.
Yeah.
Number 4 is Jon Stewart, host of The Daily Show.
Can be funny.
Yep. Number three is Tina Fey from Saturday Night Live and 30 Rock. Number
Very
two
funny.
Is Stephen Colbert. And number one is a guy who I do think is pretty funny. That's Louis C.K.
He's hilarious.
Yeah. There's a show, I don't know if you know, if you get it on your cable, it's called Inside Comedy, where he actually sits down with comedians and they talk about the mechanics of comedy. And I kind of enjoy it. It's a little geeky, but I mean, it's to actually listen to what they have to say creating comedy.
Is that a website?
No. It's a TV show.
Oh, I got to see that.
Yeah, it's not bad. No real surprises at the SAG Awards. Your usual suspects picked up awards. Dick Van Dyke apparently had a very nice speech after a standing ovation in recognition of his lifetime achievement. That's overdue.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he's been on TV a while. A male actor in a TV show or miniseries, Kevin Costner wins there. Female is Julianne Moore for Change Game. Actors in a comedy, it'd be Alec Baldwin, 30 Rock. Tina Fey wins for actress. Ensemble comedy is Modern Family. Female in a drama, that's Claire Danes in Homeland. Bryan Cranston in Breaking Bad. He's a bad dude, by the way, in that show. And ensemble drama is Downton Abbey. Saw a show about, I saw a news piece about Downton Abbey over the weekend, the castle where they film it, Highclere, I think is what it's called. And what they were doing is it was kind of falling into disrepair. And they didn't have anything that they could do with it. And so one of the people who's somewhere down the line, like the sixth Earl of Carthenon or whatever, said, well, you know, I'll just write a story and I'll place it in this castle, in this building. And now they do tours, you know, and I'm sure they ain't free. You know, I'm betting you got to pay to get in there. But, you know, obviously they're doing all right now. And it's all because of that dang TV.
That's wonderful.
Cool. Yeah, you know, good for them. All right, let's see, on this date in history, We Are the World, the recording session took place in 1985.
Oh, boy.
1970, and we're not going to play it.
Thank you.
Yeah, 1973.